Let's talk about the Oklahoma Capitol Complex, because that was your next assignment. And
That's correct.
You said, the governor said, this is one of the last things I want to do during my administration. Take us from that moment, because you had to really sell that, and so did the governor and many others. The building was near completion as the United States was entering World War I. Materials that were slated for the Capitol were then diverted to the war effort. Given the then current state of events and projected dome cost of $250,000, that was just not to be. So that's why we didn't have a dome. Then 80-plus years later, you prevailed. Okay, he says, Wade, I want a dome. What happens?
Governor Keating knew that he was not going to be reelected because he was in his second term. So if he was going to do anything kind of risky, this would be the time to do it, is in your second term. Governor Keating wanted very much to leave with some legacy, and he did with, of course, the dome. I can remember going out to Fairview, Oklahoma, because we had to raise $20 million. That was something that Governor Keating felt needed to happen. At Fairview, my first talk was at the feedlot. I remember just like it was yesterday, I went in there and I said, I'm here representing Governor Keating with the greatest news you're ever going to hear, and that is Governor Keating wants to finally put the dome on the Capitol. And all of a sudden, they started leaving. They were walking out on me. They thought it was the dumbest thing they'd ever heard in their life. I'll never forget calling Howard Barnett, who was Governor Keating's chief of staff, and saying, Howard, I'm going to tell you, this is not as popular a deal as we think it is. And it really was not. There was people not wanting us to touch it. The politicians didn't deserve it. That it was fine the way it was. In fact, it had gotten kind of unique as being the only capital that didn't have a dome that was supposed to. All of those gimmicks. And there's something about Oklahoma mentality that they say no and you got to fight through it. I know because I'm in another one of these. But from that time on, it was convincing donors. Governor Keating was one of the best at it, and he helped. We put together the $20 million. In fact, many of the names are in the dome rotunda that people today want to take down, but they were the ones that put the money up to do this, and so today that's history. One of the other things I wanted and I've kept with, it has to be built by Oklahomans. And at the time, Flintco and Manhattan had the capabilities to join together, and they're called the Centennial Builders. They joined together to do this famous historic dome on the Capitol and did a tremendous job.
How long did it take you to raise the $21 million?
About a year, because we dedicated in 2002. It was the first of the 1,000 Centennial projects that we did in the Centennial.
November of 2002, and now you see that dome from miles around, and especially at night. The lighting of that dome had to be a big thing, because you just don't put a spotlight on that. That's an architecture firm that obviously did that good job.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't have asked for better people than we had to do that.
That had to make you feel good when you had dedicated that.
Oh,
and you were given the assignment from the governor.
That's exactly
And I know you
right.
got a lot of people, but it started with you.
But you're exactly right. I mean, it takes all kind of people to make anything work. Harry Truman says it best. I kept with him all the way. Anything is possible as long as you don't care who gets the credit. And man, is that the secret to everything Blake Wade is about?
It's just like all of this was supposed to happen, wasn't it? Because it tied into the centennial celebration of 2007.